My racing and possibly even my running is over for the rest of the year. It's October the 28th today. I've picked up quite a bad injury in my left leg. I'm not entirely sure what. I'm seeing the osteopath tomorrow to figure out how bad the injury is. I'm limping a lot. It's incredibly scary when you pick up an injury and you don't know how bad it is, because the idea that I might not be able to run, or, you know, at my age things do not heal the way they used to heal, or that I might only be able to run slower than I've been able to run, it's a real possibility, and it makes you enjoy running more. You think about what you're missing. So I'm nervous about seeing the osteopath tomorrow, and to just remind me of how much fun running is. Yesterday there was a 100-meter race in the heart of Brixton in London, and it was called the Brixton Bolt, to find out the fastest man in Brixton. My friend Henry Bonsu came second. He's, I think, 42. I think he's a year older than me. And I really wanted to take part. It would have been a lot of fun. I don't know if I'd beaten Henry. I don't know if I'd got into the final. But it's... You're doing things physically that, you know, when you're running, you're expressing yourself, you're doing something different with your body and even with the way you think, that you just don't do with the rest of your life. You know, most of the time I'm sitting at my desk. I am, you know, thinking quite abstractly about things, and to take joy and appreciate your own physicality, you know, is great. So I've discovered that in running. I definitely do not want to give it up, and as I'm limping around, I fear that I will have to give it up. So I'm seeing the osteopath tomorrow. I'll find out what's happening there, and see how I get on. Oh, the picture with this audio boo is of the 100-meter race in Brixton. I'm running along the road. It's the Brixton Bolt. Henry Bonsu, my friend, is all in black, where the winner is dressed in the Jamaican uniform, like Usain Bolt.